There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review once again this week. As a matter of fact, the week is ending on Friday, the 1st of May. So we have the charts, Michael, for the week of April 27th to May the 1st, 2015. Nobody will confuse this with what we did last week or what we'll do next week or what we did last year or what we'll do next year. We go on and on every week. Michael is here to go through the top 10 stories as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. I have Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television. So we have the list of stories, which I'm sure will elicit some conversation and comment from you. And we have the list of the people who have been most talked about this past week. So let's get ourselves started here. First with a list of the top topics of the week from Talkers Magazine.
All right. It has been another interesting week, to say the least. How's that for a vague word that is totally applicable? Mm-hmm. At number 10, we have the Bruce Jenner transgender issue. At number 9, the James Holmes trial. At number 8, what do they call it? The nerd prom, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You ever been to that?
Yes, I have 4 or 5 times, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're a nerd. The Nepal earthquake aftermath at number 7. At number 6, the economy slows in the first quarter. You're a cool nerd, though.
Thank
at
you.
Number 5, we have Iran's nuclear negotiations tied with the Navy skirmish. SCOTUS gay marriage case. That sounds filthy. The Supreme Court of the United States gay marriage case at number 4. At number 3, Clinton Foundation scrutiny. Number 2, 2016 presidential prospects. And number 1, the Baltimore protests and the violence. The most talked about people this week, Bruce Jenner at 10, James Holmes at 9. At number 8, we have a tie between Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. At number 7, Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders, or Sanders. Carly Fiorina and Marco Rubio are at number 6. At number 5, the number 5 rung is Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul. At number 4, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Freddie Gray is at 3. Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is at 2. And Barack Obama is at number 1. Lots of names, lots of politics, lots of people on the chart week after week, and some newcomers who won't be there for long. That's
all
the way
right.
It goes.
Tell me something. What makes the Bruce Jenner thing an issue? Why is that an issue for people? Why is it an issue to be discussed on News Talk radio programs?
Why is it an issue?
What makes it an issue?
I don't know what you mean by the word issue. We could call it a topic. We can call it a subject. An issue, I guess, means it's a topic with ramifications. So I'm answering the question, and I don't know whether your question is rhetorical.
It actually is. I think what I'm trying to get at here is how it is that America, people that are interested in hearing discussions about what's going on in our world, think that, and the word issue we do use interchangeably sometimes with stories or topics or whatever, but let's go one step further with it. It is an issue in that it brings out people who have different points of view and they do not agree. I think that's sort of what I think of. When I think of issues, I think of something that doesn't have common ground to it.
It's a topic with ramifications for different points of view. It could be contended. I think that it's an issue because, one, it's very personal to each and every human being as to how they feel about somebody messing with what they consider to be either normal or their version of normal. I mean, that's the deepest level. It's like, oh, my gosh, how do I feel about that? Am I for it? Am I against it? Is he crazy? Or is he just another manifestation of Homo sapiens and I should respect it? These are personal questions that people are forced to face. And then there's the religious issue. And then there's just the basic sociology attached to it and how we as a culture define our norms. What do we consider normal? What do we accept as everyday behavior in the spectrum of normalcy that we deal with? And these are, in fact, issues. They're not necessarily issues that you vote on, although even the gay and the transgender and the lesbian, and they put them all together and they give them, you know, they make acronyms out of it,
right.
All that, that can be political. So sure, it's an issue.
All right. So let's take that word and apply it to the other things that are part of our focus here. I don't believe that James Holmes and the actions that he took, which have brought him to trial, is an issue other than what some people have said ought to have been noted or noticed by the people around him when he was buying all the guns and the ammunition and all that other stuff before the shooting. The issue there may be our lack of focus as a society on people who need help. I'm not trying to stretch this. Actually, I'm trying to sort of draw it in because I think we can take apart any of these things and we can go in 87 different directions. But what's the issue here? Is the issue that these guns should not have been available to this man, and because they were, look at what he did. So why were they? I think that's the issue that people ought to be discussing, whether they are or they aren't. That would be my take on it. What's yours?
Well, my take is the takes. My business is all the takes. My business is discussing the very thing that you're bringing up and then some.
Mm-hmm.
My personal take on it is irrelevant. I have enough to do to organize all the different takes and present them in a cogent way to those who want to understand the significance of talk radio and talk media and what role these platforms play in our public policy and our public consciousness. But, okay, you talk about Holmes. One of the issues is, how come the guns are available? Another issue is, how come we have a fascination for guns? How come we're a violent species? How come we don't trust our fellow, man? How come? There's no end to it.
Yeah.
And it's not meant to be tidy. These categories are not meant to be, fixed and tried and true in a formula for how to go about conversation about what's important and what's not important in a society. The free speech and the free marketplace of ideas are messy propositions, and we have to be able to accept that in order for them to remain healthy.
All right. With that in mind, we're going to pause for a moment, but when we resume our overview of the stories on the charts this week from Talkers Magazine, a very interesting annual event gets scrutiny. Here I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on this week's Countdown.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Moving on and continuing with our overview of the meat and potatoes, if you will, without any squash, no spinach here. It's just meat and potatoes. The stories from Talkers Magazine, the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. So we were talking about issues and applying that word to the items in the top 10 this week. At number 8, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The issue here is President Obama and whether or not in this circumstance he went too far with some of his humor, whether he has a sense of humor, whether he's a good president, you can pull apart this thing any way you want to, but in terms of issues, the room was full of the people who try to create, and I say try here advisedly, because oftentimes we find the news, as it's reported by many of these people, to be either irregular, irrational, or not true. But it was interesting the way the president had some fun at his own expense and the others in the room, and some people booed when he said certain things, and they took issue with him. They take issue with him, and as we all take issue with presidents, I guess, and politicians, don't we?
Well, yeah. Of course we take issues with presidents and politicians. That's an understatement.
Yeah, it is.
But I think the issue of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, give me a break. I mean, you can break that down to 100 issues, most of which are ridiculous. I mean, journalists booing the president, what, he disagrees with their opinion? Journalists are not supposed to have
an opinion. Thank you.
You know, I mean, so right there, the fact that you have a house of partisan journalists booing
right.
or praising a president based on what's being
what they think themselves.
When it's supposed to be a fun night,
right.
Give me a break. That's a hypocrisy. But here's my take on this, and I'll succumb to throwing in my own point of view. To me, it is the Hollywoodization of Washington that we are looking at, and I find that makes my skin crawl. It makes chills go up my spine. It makes me want to puke. I really dislike the Hollywoodization, the celebrity gossipization of Washington. We see it at the President's State of the Union speech. It's disgusting. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, I've been to it several times. I will not go to it. It makes me feel stupid and embarrassed to be a part of it. And I think it is a testimony to everything that's wrong with that blurry line between news, journalism, and entertainment and greed that is afflicting our society.
Yeah, that's what a wonderful way. I don't know, wonderful is the right word, but exacting is what I would use. That is what it's about. We have no news anymore. We have people who want, they're dying to tell you what they think about what's going on, even though we don't care what they think. All I want to know is, please tell me what's going on. And you can't get away from the people who are taking shots at the president, so that becomes part of journalism, and then he feels like he's got to respond to it in the form of jokes at the Correspondents' Dinner. You're right. I haven't been for a long time either, and I just now realized why I didn't want to go. Makes my skin crawl, too. Michael.
Yeah, didn't you feel foolish being
yeah,
there?
Yeah, right. I found, especially given the way some of these politicians want to be treated as if they are royalty, it's very annoying. We're having an overview of the issues this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Here we continue now with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And each week at this time, we unload, if you will, on the information, the charts, the stories that have been a part of News Talk conversation on measured stations all around the country. The Nepal earthquake. The issue here is what kind of building codes do they have? The issue is, what do they do with all of the help that's being sent? The issue is the scams that have been a part of this, the unbelievable gall of people trying to make money at the tragedy that is Nepal, Michael.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These things do bring out the scammers and the people that are really just shouldn't be allowed to be called human. There are a lot of issues here. I mean, I don't know, I think the science of it is also fascinating. The fact that the Earth is not always friendly and is not necessarily here for our total and complete dominance. It shudders, it shakes, it burps, it moves, it flicks us off like fleas, and it will continue to do so. Sometimes human beings and human civilization thinks it's the crown of creation and everything is here to serve us. We're just a little piece of dust in nature's bigger scheme, and we have to be respectful.
Respectful. What a great word that is. Respectful. But we get people who are supposed news, and you hear me grinding away at this all the time, and I hope you'll tell me if it becomes too much, because I have this horrible bias against most of the simplicity that is the news media today, coming from people who are not educated. They don't really, they've been taught to be simple. And so I had a BBC experience the other day watching some reporter who was there go through the story for the umpteenth time of what a horrible tragedy it was. And in a 60-second bit, maybe 50-some-odd seconds, I didn't learn one thing new. It was all a rehash of the same old trite stuff with visuals that were old. And I wonder how these people get away with this stuff. Or, better yet, why do people watch it?
Well, it's fascinating to watch the snow come down Mount Everest and see whether or not it envelops the base camp.
What, 15 times?
Well, I mean, that's, there you go. I mean, you bring it up very good questions. 15 times because people look at it at a different time. That's one of the results of on-demand broadcasting. If we all were watching the evening news at 6 o'clock like we used to in the 20th century, then they play it one time, maybe do it twice. But, you know, with the 24-hour news cycle, no one's forcing you to watch it 15 times.
It's true.
This is a different tempo that we live in today. A lot of it has to do with short-term attention span. The captains of industry and the media do not believe people have an attention span longer than that of a fruit fly. So everything is reduced to its most obvious, sensational, simplest, and quickest components. And that's for business. That's for the sake of, you know, drawing eardrums, eyeballs, and clicks. And what can I tell you? It's troubling because there's very little in-depth when you go to the mainstream media to find out what's going on. You can read a story and say, wait a second, or watch a story on television and
well,
say, I haven't come away with anything. What's the cause of this? What happened? What's
right.
the latest?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
And so here's we only have a few seconds here, but we'll get to it perhaps when we get to the number one issue this week. I heard on CNN an interview with a friend of the third cousin of somebody who knew one of the police officers involved. I mean, it's absurd what is going on and been being presented as news, and that's sort of the point that I'm trying to make here with you. Stand by. We'll continue. Michael Harrison is here with his observations about the issues of the week as presented on the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're working our way through some of the stories, actually, from number 10 to number 1. Michael comes at the beginning of this hour and presents all of the things, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, that have been the big bananas this past week. And there are a lot of people... who are bananas, and a lot of bananas being thrown around here. We're using the term issue to take apart most of these stories this week, and so we've gotten to the number 6 issue, if that's what it is, the economy slowing down. What's at issue? What is the issue here? Is it that we don't really have an economy that is what the politicians would have us believe we're in the best shape we've ever been in? Hello?
Yeah, well, I don't understand economics, so I never comment on it other than to say I don't understand it, and I don't think anybody else does. I think economics is one of those fields that everybody BS's each other about.
Well, it's like the unemployment numbers that you get. The unemployment numbers are a big lie.
Statistics are lies.
Yeah.
And the economy, economics, is something that really can only be analyzed in retrospect. You don't know where it's going to go. Nobody can predict anything, and nobody really understands it. And there are different theories and different views on it. And I'm not saying that some people aren't more intelligent about it or educated about it.
Right.
But to think of economics as an empirical subject that you can study the facts and really have a handle on why things are going the way they are, or are things really better this month than they were last month? Come on, that's an abstract. I live in reality. I live with real people. These are blends of numbers that affect no person, just statistics of groups, and they are distorted and bent to fit the purpose of whoever's using these statistics to make a point. So, don't get me started on that. I would just rather say, I don't understand economics, mm-hmm. So who am I to speak about it?
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I think what happens oftentimes, the issue becomes the Fed, if you will. The issue becomes the big banks. the boogie woogie man, the big businesses that are, you know, this is the offshoots of these conversations go down to employment and whatever wages are required for people to get jobs and who's getting the jobs and why do we have so many Americans on welfare. It just goes around and around. I mean, that's the thing. There are a lot of, it's one of these items that has lots of legs. And
I this doesn't feel the same way as like films I've seen. It was before my time of the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You go out at night, restaurants are full. People are driving cars that are very expensive. People are buying McMansions. You see people with yachts. You see, it's just very hard to get a handle on whether these are good times or bad times, depending on who you talk to. What I do understand is, though, that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and that the percentage of people in this country who are struggling to make ends meet is growing compared to the percentage that have it together, and that the economy itself, the culture, the nation itself, the culture of it, the media, Madison Avenue, if you will, give you the impression that the news is telling you these are bad times, and the media is telling you spend money because these are great times. You deserve a cruise. You deserve a luxury car. You deserve to have the finest things in life. We get mixed messages, and it's really confusing to the average person who's just trying to get by.
I think there are some bottom lines to it, though. Like the number of jobs that are available, number of people who aren't working who are able-bodied and able-minded, and the fact that we make it very easy for people in this country to not work and get money. The reason that we have more rich people or poorer people is because a lot of the people that are able to work don't want to work, and thus they keep themselves where they are instead of getting ahead. There's a whole psychology to this that we could probably spend the rest of the hour on, but I'm awfully tired of the specious arguments about rich and the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, and nobody examining the causes for that. What's the cause? And it isn't because the rich people are trying to stand on the poor people. The people who are poor are interested in not necessarily bettering themselves in the way that maybe you and I or our father and mother did. If we need to make more money, we get another job. We have two jobs instead of one job. And people don't want to do that. They want to work 40 hours a week or less and sit in front of the television set. And, I mean, that's stereotypical, but there is a lot of that that's going on, and nobody really examines that really in an objective way. It's more trying to pit one side against the other, which is, I think, one of the problems with the analyzation of some of this stuff. It's too easy to make it political, you think?
Well, I think that you bring up a good point, but I don't think you're completely right. Okay. I think you're partially right.
Thank you.
I do think it's harder to find a job today if you don't have a certain discipline. Mm-hmm. I think it's very difficult for a blue-collar person to have a job and support a family. I think that many, many jobs that the average person was able to get and make a living if they were able-bodied has been shipped overseas. I think there are really things that have happened that make it very difficult for the average person to make a living today. And I think that a lot of people do want to work. A lot of people have good values, and the system is stacked against them. I really do think that. I think it's not just a matter of get another job, work harder. I also think a lot of people don't know how to work in this economy.
Well, that's a point in itself. I don't mean to make this a debate necessarily, but the stimulating part of this is that there are a lot of disciplines that can be used. There are a lot of tools available for people to learn how to do things. We have lots of educational opportunities in this country, and they aren't taken care of. We are not providing a good education as a country to people who ought to have some skill when they get out of high school, and most kids don't. And half of the kids in some of the major cities don't even finish high school. That's a problem as a society that creates these problems, if that's what it is, or the issue of rich and poor. People are not motivated to go to school, and they don't have the tools because we're, as a society, not demanding that the educational process give something to people that's of value that are going through the system.
Yeah. Well, and you can scrutinize the schools. whether it's public school education or whether it's a lot of the BS that's taking place in the college and university level right now, in which some of these so-called, historic heritage institutions really are money machines.
Yeah.
And don't
Harvard.
Offer much of an opportunity for anybody to do anything but get in debt.
Yeah. Look at Harvard. They have billions of dollars in their endowment. And yeah, they have opportunities for people that fit certain criteria. I know a woman I talked on the air this week about a woman who had been courted by Harvard. She was homeless. She's in her mid-30s. She wanted a master's degree. She had a college degree and then ran into hard times. And so somebody at Harvard found out who she was and they admitted her to the program. The only problem is she didn't have any money and they wouldn't give her any money. So she's back on the street again.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that kind of
story.
Stuff.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
It is. All right. We'll pause for a moment and then continue with our final overview of some of the stories, the issues, or what can we take issue? What is the issue in the gay marriage debate? One of the big stories on the Talk Radio Countdown this week. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word. Especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let's finish off our conversation with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things news talk. come around to the Bible of the talk radio industry, Talkers Magazine. And each week at this time, Michael is here to deliver the information about the stories and the people. So I decided this week we'd understand or try to understand the word issue as it applies to some of the items that have been forefronted by News Talk Radio folks, programs, stations, hosts. The Supreme Court held a hearing, 2.5 hours of testimony from various people who either like gay marriage or don't like it, trying to come up with a way to make gay marriage palatable, I guess, Michael. So at issue here is what?
At issue here is the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a separation of people's moral values versus what exists within the law and contracts between human beings under the institution of state-sanctioned marriage.
And why is the state, my question has been, why is the state even involved? Why is it the state's business if two people love each other? Are they just
because
go see somebody?
The state is involved in taxation. The state is involved in certain aspects of the economics of a domestic union. I'm boiling it down.
No, I know you are. So how did the state get involved in taxing people just because they wanted to be together? Why is that?
Well,
why is that making sense?
You want the church to tax you? You want
I don't want anybody to tax me for being with somebody I love.
You don't want to pay taxes? Then
no, I'm not objecting to paying taxes. I'm objecting to paying taxes based on who I want to live with or love.
No. You don't pay taxes to get married. You get tax benefits. There's certain reasons that there are tax benefits for marriage.
Why?
Because there are certain, well, the theory is there are certain sociological benefits to having humanity have families and children to be raised a certain way. And, you know, all of these traditions do have certain bases in practicality. To throw all that out the window based on some type of ideological whim is to throw away a lot of the important things that we've learned over centuries in becoming a culture and having civilization.
So have they not added to the problems as much as created a fix for them?
No easy answer, and that's why we have a thing called freedom.
Right.
Because when we think we have all the easy answers and then we don't have the freedom to argue about it, then I guess we've reached the point of the completion of our perfection and don't step out of line. I mean, you know, hey, this is welcome to the game. Mm-hmm. This is the game that we're all trapped in and our ancestors have been and our children will be.
Right.
This is the game. All you can hope for is wisdom so that you can function in it in a fair and understanding way.
Mm. But you see what I'm sort of drawing the same conclusion as I did when the discussion of the economy was front and center, the business about what society expects, what we've created using political entities or machines, and now the corruption is so deep in the political machine that
we've got to keep cleaning house. Look, we operate these machines because we need them, but they get you know, all grungy and dirty and sticky, and they break down, and then we have to do house cleaning every now and then and have what's called reform.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll happen again. It's just a matter of maintaining the mechanism of civilization so that it operates as efficiently as possible, as fairly and as justly. Because if we don't consistently be vigilant and have free speech and have debate and have discussion and have a certain amount of open-mindedness, it'll all break down. And that's what it's about.
Yep. All right. Before we run out of time, speaking of breakdowns, the number one story this week focusing on Baltimore, the death of yet another black person, whether it's at the hands of whitey. I mean, who's the racist here? Is it white? Is it black? But these incidents continue to happen. And so now they've gotten so much attention, they're at the top of the list of issues being discussed in our country.
Well, I would think that a major city in turmoil with violence and looting and rioting deserves to be the most talked about topic, don't you?
I absolutely do. But I wonder what gets it to that point. Why do we have these things going on? Maybe it goes back to some of the other things we've been talking about here.
Yeah, because our systems break down, because things aren't working right, because people are not happy, because and not everybody is good. You know what? Not all of the citizens are good. Not all the police are good. If we had only good police, then it would be a nice, we wouldn't have a problem. Or if all the citizens were good and the police were bad, well, then we'd have a very, very tidy revolution and we'd get rid of the bastards.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is it ain't that clear cut.
Mm. Well, it isn't. But yet, some people think that it is, and that's why we have, if you'll pardon the pun, the black and white issue. It's all black and white. And but if it weren't for all of these things, you and I would be out of business. So, hooray for all of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank goodness we have talk radio.
Yes. Thank goodness for the talk radio world. All right. Michael Harrison here with his overview of the big stories, the topics, the week of April 27th to May 1st, 2015. Michael, thank you for being here. And thanks to all the folks listening to this week's review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Laura Harris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Time now for us to understand some of the legal ramifications of our issues this week. The talk radio world each week is the benefactor of Talkers Magazine taking all of the stations, the programs, the hosts, and sort of synthesizing what the top 10 items of the week are. And here to join us in terms of looking at the legal ramifications of some of the stories, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is on the program, a lawyer, a college professor at Bentley, one of the country's leading experts on scams. Let's start there, Steve. Number 7 issue on the countdown this week is the focus on the earthquake in Nepal. The incredible number of scams that have come out whenever anything like this happens, that's when you and Scamicide.com go into high gear, right?
Absolutely, because it's a time when scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, take advantage of people, every aspect of our every aspect of us. And so sometimes it's our greed. Other times, like this, it's our generosity. And so when people want to help around the world, they look for ways of contributing. That's when these scammers, and it's just absolutely horrible, will contact people through social media, through emails, through telemarketing, with what sounds like legitimate charities, but indeed the money is only going to the scammers. And the main thing you need to know know is, first of all, whenever you get a call from a telemarketer, and even if you're on the do not call list, charities are allowed to call you, but you can't be sure that they're a legitimate charity when they call. So if you take the call, have them send you written material. If you get an email, if you get a text message, if you see something on social media communication, again, you can't trust it. So you go to the real charities. But how do you know which ones are real? And that's why I go to a company called CharityNavigator.org. It's a free website, and it will tell you, indeed, not only if the charity is legitimate, but how much of the money they collect actually goes to the charitable works and how much to line their own pockets.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. Hopefully that's sufficient. Number 9 item this week on the story list is a focus on that James Holmes trial and what's being learned about him and what his whole life cycle was about. It would seem to me that there, at least at this point, as being a Monday morning quarterback, it was pretty easy to tell this guy was off his rocker, and yet nobody saw the signs. So now the trial's going on. What happens?
Yeah, it's very interesting. This is another trial that's very similar to the Boston Marathon bombing trial, in that the defense attorneys are not denying in any fashion that the defendants committed these crimes. In Boston, all they're trying to do is just say that his responsibility isn't such that he should get the death penalty. And out in Colorado, what they're trying to say is that he was insane. But it's going to be the insanity defense is always a tough sell to any jury, even when you do have someone that appears to be totally insane. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer, the insanity defense didn't work. So it's a tough sell.
All right. Number 4 this week, the Supreme Court hearing arguments on what aspect of the gay marriage is it state by state? What are they trying to figure out here?
Well, you know, you put it very, very well, Doug, because it's which aspect of it. It is not going to be a question solely of, is the Supreme Court going to say that gay marriage is to be allowed? In fact, they did an unusual thing, and they, when the case was being prepared, the Supreme Court gave 2 questions that they wanted to be presented to them and responded to by both sides. And the first was, is the right of a same-sex marriage an essential liberty that should be granted to everyone? And the second question, though, was going even more on a states' rights thing, which was, should the states have to recognize same-sex marriages from states that do allow it, where a state may not? And I think that's where the focus is going to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've got the votes to say that this is an essential liberty. I think what they will do is make gay marriage universal by saying all of the states will have to recognize them, so even states that don't pass the law, people can be married outside and come back to those states.
Got it. All right, number 1, the protesting in Baltimore. Who gets sued here?
Boy, everybody. You're going to be seeing police officers. You're going to be seeing the city of Baltimore. You're going to be seeing the police department. There is a lot to go around. We're going to see what happens with the Justice Department investigation on top of the city investigation.
All right. There's the information, legal ramifications. Don't forget about the scam stuff. Check out Steve's website, scamaside.com. This is a very important aspect of understanding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the legal side of it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kaye.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
800-345-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.